This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration level, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to you, such a view, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with you, such a view. And before we begin, we would suggest once again that there exists for years to view the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that will be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the interaction or information that you receive and exchange in that silent communication is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to close your eyes and to express that intent to alter your consciousness, and you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into that meditative state and be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And many times, once again, the interaction or information that you receive may be very difficult for you to recall in your so-called awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless, we assure you, it can and will many times assist you in your creation process in this illusionary reality that you exist in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so we would encourage you, absolutely, but it's an encouragement only, and as always, that's a choice to be involved in that interaction or that meditative state and exchange of information is yours, absolutely. Now, once again, you exist, as we have suggested many, many times, in an illusionary reality in your awakened consciousness state. An illusionary reality that appears to be the most important, and indeed for many the only reality that has any sense or max any type of a valuable commitment to this experience that you have in your so-called incarnational period. But once again, we assure you that it's illusionary reality. Not insignificant, but an illusionary reality. Unfortunately, in your use of this vocabulary and to suggest that something is illusionary many times carries with it this understanding that illusionary somehow is insignificant or unimportant or not real. And while it may be not real from the context of the reality that you experience in your so-called other states of consciousness, it nonetheless has a great significance, absolutely. It's why you choose to exist and to remain in this vibrational level, in this reality that you are involved in the creation of and in the interaction with the other individuals of. Absolutely, it has importance, but nonetheless, illusionary. It's an illusionary reality. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Beliefs and belief systems that you choose to put in place. That you choose to put in place. You see, there cannot be this concept of either you choose certain things but you don't choose others. You either are an entity who believes that you have the capacity to choose what it is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, or you choose to believe that you have no control over this reality that you experience. The irony of it is that no matter which way you believe in your awakened consciousness state, you will experience certain interactions and day-to-day activities that validate the belief. You see, that's the irony. It doesn't matter which way you believe, the stock of consciousness that you are that's responsible for the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state validates the belief systems without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, something that you shouldn't or should be involved in. It's simply a validation of beliefs and belief systems. And so this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, whether you believe in that awakened consciousness fact that you're in control and that you have the capacity and ability to make choices, or whether you believe that it's a reality that's simply predetained or a reality that's somehow determined by other entities or influenced by other entities that exist somehow outside of your awakened consciousness state, doesn't matter in terms of what it is that you experience. It's not right or wrong. It's a belief, and it's a belief system, and it's a choice that you make. You see, the irony of it is that even if you believe, seemingly in your awakened consciousness state, that you don't have the capacity to control your reality, you make a choice to hold that belief. It's still a choice. It's kind of ironic and contradicts the very belief system that you are not in control, when actually you make that choice. And as a result of making that choice, the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief that you hold. You see, this reality, this experience, is influenced to a certain extent by the choices and decisions and the thoughts and feelings that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. You can choose to believe that you're not in control. That's your choice. And the spark of consciousness that you are once again validates and gives to you validation of what it is that you believe. And you will be involved in that experience all types of interactions that validate this belief that you're not in control. And even when you believe that you're in control, and you hold that as a belief system, there will still be instances where it's very difficult for you to accept that the reality you're experiencing is a validation of or a reflection of beliefs that you hold. Particularly if it's a reality that you view as being less than desirable. But you see, you choose to enter into this vibrational level, and you choose to put in place what we refer to as a veil. It's an electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout your entire universe that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in all the levels of consciousness that you're involved in. It's an energy that you put in place that limits your capacity to understand the creation process that you're involved in. It limits you to understand who and what you truly are in all levels of consciousness. Particularly in your awakened consciousness state, and to various degrees through all of the other levels of consciousness that you were involved in. That veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to put in place, limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and limit your capacity to understand the creation process that you utilize to create the reality that you experience in this so-called awakened consciousness state that you're involved in. And so even at times when you're experiencing realities and you believe that you are indeed having a reality that's a reflection of a belief you hold, it can be difficult to accept that you're responsible for that reality, because once again you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the creation process. Your choice. Your choice. at some level of your consciousness, not only did you make that choice, but you continue to perpetuate the choice. To hold it in place, that you're not in control, that you're not the creator of this reality that you experience. And yet we would suggest that not only are you the creator of the reality that you experience, but you are the creator of everything that exists within your vibrational level, in conjunction with all of the other entities that are involved in this reality, in this vibrational level. You create it all. What's perhaps even more difficult to grasp is that you exist throughout the entire creation process. You are so much more than you perceive in your awakened consciousness state, because once again you limit, you choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And that limitation is the strongest in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And yet, ironically, you have, as a human consciousness, chose to alter the very energy that utilizes and makes up this vibrational level that you exist in. That we have suggested over much of your past decade of time that you believe in, that you have been involved in the transformation of the energy that you utilize to create this reality that you exist in, and the transformation and the completion of that transformation has been achieved. And you are, whether you choose to understand or believe or be involved in the process consciously or not, influencing your reality from a conscious state in a manner that's been difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past or your history. And so you in your conscious state influence your reality, once again, in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your past. You have made very minute changes in the energy, but very significant changes that, once again, allow you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been difficult and for many not attainable in your so-called past, in your so-called history. And we've suggested as well that you can experience and indeed become part of and be involved with individuals who have come into your so-called vibrational level in an incarnational period and brought with them the understanding that it's possible, not only possible, but it is indeed a probability that they will influence their reality from their awakened consciousness state. And your so-called the New Agers like to refer to them as the indigo children. Children who indeed have the capacity to tap into seemingly vast reserves of information and knowledge and to accomplish what in your so-called past was quite difficult to accomplish, and they do it with the understanding and the acceptance that it is indeed not just a gift, but something that they are entitled to. You see, therein lies one of the differences in the mental capacity or conscious state of thinking, if you wish, in that many of these so-called indigo children don't even accept the concept that it's not possible, but rather accept that it is possible to consciously alter your reality in a manner that indeed you would accept that it's necessary for you, and you have the exclusive right to utilize the oxygen in the air in order for you to continue to exist. Many of those indigo children hold the same understanding and belief in their conscious level, that it's possible for them to consciously influence and to alter their reality. And the scientists are beginning to see that some of these so-called indigo children even go to the extent of having the capacity to alter their DNA. It's an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold You are the creators of this reality that you exist in. Your awakened consciousness state and this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you shall experience in any of your levels of consciousness. The veil, that electromagnetic top of energy, limits your capacity to understand that or to grasp that concept fully in all levels of consciousness, but particularly in your awakened state of consciousness. This illusion, this state of consciousness that you're involved in, as we have suggested many times, is the most difficult state of creation that is possible for you to sustain and be involved in. It's very difficult. Demands a tremendous amount of energy for you to be involved in a reality where that energy is limiting your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and the creation that you're involved in, while at the same time creating a reality that seems real and beyond your capacity to control or to influence. A tremendous amount of energy. And so in your awakened consciousness state, you have difficulty in sustaining that for extended periods of time. You can understand and accept absolutely that it's difficult for you to continue to be in the awakened state. Now, you might suggest, well, we have to sleep in order to rest. Well, that's not necessarily so. You can rest without sleeping. And in fact, many times in an altered state of consciousness, in a meditative state, you can achieve a type of rest for your physical being that is in many times much more beneficial than what you achieve in your so-called normal type of a sleeping state, in which while you may be sleeping, you are involved in tremendous amounts of activities in your subconscious mind, in the real reality, in a reality that's much closer to what it is when you understand that you are indeed the entity that's in control and creating the reality that you're experiencing. And so this awakened consciousness state is difficult for you to sustain. It's an illusion, takes a tremendous amount of energy, and at some point you understand absolutely that you will sleep, that you will indeed alter your consciousness, and not just to allow your physical body to recuperate, as we have suggested, it's not necessary to sleep to achieve that, but rather to allow your consciousness to be involved in a refreshment of, if you wish, the creation process, interacting with other entities, altering beliefs and belief systems, things that can be done and are done in what you refer to as your dream state. Interactions that you're involved in that when you come back into your awakened consciousness state seem to be simply illusions, imagination, and yet it's much more real than the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. However, that transformation, that transition from your so-called dream state to the awakened consciousness state puts in place once again that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and as well the creation process, and as a consequence limits your capacity to bring back full conscious understanding of the creation process that you were involved in that so-called altered state of consciousness in that dream state. And then each of you understand as well that at some point you will terminate this incarnational period. And you believe in the passage of time and space, which are really illusionary. They don't exist other than in your various levels of consciousness, and particularly in your awakened consciousness state. But in your altered states of consciousness, this time concept and space concept are not nearly as strong a belief system as they are in your awakened consciousness state. In your altered state of consciousness, indeed, you can experience interactions that are not involving that belief in time and space to an extent that's very difficult, not impossible, but very difficult for you to achieve in your awakened consciousness state. But in that altered state of consciousness, indeed, while you are existing without many of the limitations of the belief systems that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, nonetheless, you continue to exist with limitations that are imposed by your self-imposed belief and constant containment of the veil. And you understand this veil, once again, that you shall terminate this incarnational period. It becomes a very difficult concept to grasp, because once again, we come back to that time and space concept, which doesn't really exist. And yet, to give you some type of an explanation that you can grasp, we continuously fall back upon your belief in time and space. And so to suggest that you're going to terminate an incarnational period is simply something that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. In your altered state of consciousness, you simply alter your consciousness, if you wish, one step beyond what you refer to as the dream state. You see, you exist in the now. Time and space are illusionary. In your awakened consciousness state, it seems like it's so important to have time and space, and yet in your altered state of consciousness, and particularly in what we like to refer to as your between incarnational state of consciousness, time and space almost disappear. Almost, because you see, you continue to exist within some type of limitations that you place upon yourself by maintaining the veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout all of the levels of consciousness, including what you refer to as the between incarnational state of consciousness, when you die, in other words. Because you see, you don't really die. You alter your consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, you grasp the concept that you are a multidimensional personality that's existing in a multitude of incarnational periods at the same time. And therein lies the difficulty of an explanation. You exist in a vibrational level. There are a multitude of vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space. And we've used the analogy many times that it's like all of the frequencies that exist throughout your atmosphere that transmit various pieces of information through various types of apparatus. And you have the capacity to tap into one of those frequencies by eliminating all the rest. And yet you understand that they all exist within the same time and same space. You simply choose to be locked into one at that particular instant or moment, while the rest, as you understand, they absolutely exist, and yet they have no effect upon that one interaction that you're involved in. And so it is with vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space, and you choose to be involved in and tap into this particular incarnational period and into this particular portion of your vibrational level by eliminating all the rest. All of the other vibrational levels, including the one in which you exist, are in the same time and same space. We're not somewhere that's a way out there. A way out there doesn't exist. That's a concept of time and space, and it's an illusion. We exist within the same time and same space. Now, within your vibrational level, to take that one step farther, you are experiencing and being involved in a multitude of incarnational periods at the same time in the same space. You choose, similar to our analogy of utilizing some type of instrument to tap into a frequency you choose to tap into the frequency of this particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state, in your altered state of consciousness, you can get glimpses of and frequently do become involved in and interact with other incarnational periods. And in your so-called between incarnational state, you understand absolutely that you are this multidimensional personality and that you have the capacity to make the choices. To make the choices to enter into a particular incarnational period to be involved in and to bring into that incarnational period certain beliefs and belief systems that will influence the reality that you experience. And once again, therein comes the difficulty of giving an explanation, because it continues to fall back upon your concept and belief in time and space, which really don't exist. You are a multi-dimensional personality. You are all that is. You, each of you, exist within each and every cell of this entire universe. And many would suggest that that's incomprehensible, that's a difficult concept to grasp. If you can accept that it's an illusion, then it's not so difficult to grasp. You are all that is. You create your reality and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You exist in this incarnational period because you choose to be involved in these experiences. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. In this new age and new energy that you're involved in, you can and do influence your reality from a conscious state in a manner that's been very difficult and very few have achieved in your so-called past or your history. And yet it's important to understand that that concept exists. That the reality that you experience not only can, but is influenced by your conscious reality experience, by your thoughts and feelings, by your choices and decisions, by what it is that you desire, in a manner that's been very difficult, once again, for you to achieve in your so-called past. This reality is a reflection, once again, of the beliefs and the beliefs that you hold. Each reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities is a result of choices and decisions that you have made, thoughts and feelings that you hold, beliefs, many that you have chosen in your so-called altered states of consciousness, that you agree to participate in with other entities, and beliefs which you choose to hold and to alter in your so-called awakened consciousness state. The reality that you experience is as a result of your imagination. Consider all of the elements that you utilize in your day-to-day activities. And ask the question, where did they come from? How did they achieve that? Someone can suggest that someone stumbled upon a discovery. But most inventions are not discoveries. Discoveries are validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Certain things are possible. Your so-called laws of physics, which we refer to and we utilize as being part of your so-called human consciousness beliefs and belief systems. The societal belief systems, certain realities that you hold beliefs would occur under certain circumstances, the laws of physics, things that can be validated and duplicated and replicated again and again. But you have these other realities that you experience, these so-called inventions, that are simply the validation and the projection of someone's imagination. If you can imagine it, you can create it. Imagination, one of the key components of your creation process. You see, whether you choose to believe or not, this reality that you experience is a reflection of the desires that you have. Now for many that can be difficult, particularly when the reality that you are experiencing is a less than desirable reality, and yet we would suggest that you desire to experience that reality. We would suggest that at some level of your consciousness, your whole beliefs and belief systems that are put in place, if you wish to use a scientific type of validation, in your so-called genetic makeup or in your DNA. It doesn't matter the terminology, they exist. And as we have suggested, within your DNA, there exist certain possibilities that when influenced by your choices and decisions, by your thoughts and feelings, and you actually alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and as a result of that alteration of the energy surrounding the DNA, you take what was once a simple possibility and you turn it into a probability, and it comes into your reality based upon the choices and decisions that you make, based upon what it is that you desire, and based upon your imagination and your expectations. You create it all. And even your scientists are beginning to suggest that the thoughts and feelings that you have, the attitudes and the beliefs that you have, can indeed influence the reality that you experience as it changes the very makeup of your DNA that you choose to put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness that you refer to as the between incarnational state, when you make the choices and decisions of the various possibilities and experiences that you may or may not experience in a particular incarnational period, and you put it in place. And in order to be able to scientifically validate it, you created the DNA, and contained within that DNA what your scientists once were having difficulty understanding and were referring to it as junk or portions of the DNA that was insignificant. They're discovering that as you alter the energy that surrounds the DNA based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your imagination, based upon what it is that you expect to experience, you actually alter the energy surrounding the DNA, and as a result of that alteration, you alter this possibility into a probability, or conversely, the probability into a possibility. You make the choices. And when it's a less than desirable reality, once again, that's a difficult concept to grasp and to accept the responsibility for. But when it's a reality that you find very desirable, it's reality that brings to you those feelings of joy, those feelings of expectation, those feelings of existing within a very desirable awakened consciousness experience. It's much easier to accept the responsibility for. And yet only through acceptance of the responsibility for all of the reality can you begin to understand that it's possible through the utilization of your imagination to alter the reality. Desire. What it is that you desire? You see, the spot of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not the reality that you're experiencing is a good or a bad, a right or wrong, what you should or should not be doing. That's an awakened consciousness state of judgment or concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. The spot of consciousness that you are does not judge, but simply validates the beliefs that you hold without judgment. Rejoices in the creation process. You see, there's the irony. In your awakened consciousness state, where you have these capacity and this ability, and you constantly are judging whether it's a desirable or less than desirable, whether it's right or wrong, and to utilize all of the other various scenarios or descriptions that you have, like it's a light versus the dark, or whatever concept you wish to apply. That's an awakened consciousness state. At the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment, but rather the rejoicing in the creation process to validate the belief that you hold, giving to you that which you desire, many would argue, well, we don't really desire this negative type of experience that we're having in our awakened consciousness state. And yet we would challenge you that at some level, absolutely you desire. At some level, you hold beliefs and belief systems that are influencing that reality. And that's a difficult concept to grasp, particularly when you believe that everything should be a very enjoyable experience. And yet, you exist in this vibrational level for the very, very purpose of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings. Not just what you in your awakened consciousness staff would refer to as being desirable, but also the less than desirable. And that can be a difficult concept to grasp once again in your awakened consciousness state, but that the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, you rejoice in the creation process. It allows you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings, which is why you exist in this vibrational level in the first place. You see, you were not put here because you had to go through some type of a growth. You were not put here because you must learn some lessons. You are not put here by anyone or anything. You choose to exist within this vibrational level. And when you choose to exist within this vibrational level, you also choose to perpetuate the belief that you're not in control. You choose to perpetuate this electromagnetic type of energy that you refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to put in place those limitations. And you do that so that this reality that you experience appears, and particularly in your awakened consciousness state, to be beyond your control. Appears that you're not in control. That you're influenced by some type of an outside activity or entity that's somehow controlling your reality and influencing your reality. You choose. And this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are also has one other aspect, in that it limits the capacity for entities existing outside of your vibrational level to have any type of a direct influence upon the reality that you experience. It just doesn't occur. Now, you can believe that you have guides and angels. Nothing wrong with that. You see, once again, we're not suggesting that one belief is superior to another. Absolutely not. If you choose to believe that you have guides and angels that are influencing your reality, then go for it. You will have all types of realities to validate the belief. It's an illusion. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire, and the stock of consciousness that you are validates the belief you hold. So that's the belief you hold, and you can have it. And once again, experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are involved with that type of a reality creation process, because that's why you choose to exist in this vibrational level in the first place. We would challenge each of you to take any activity that you're involved in and to break it down to why you do it. Why do you pursue certain particular elements of creation in your reality, in your awakened consciousness state? Invariably, you will come back to because you choose to experience certain emotions and feelings that are the result of the activity that you're involved in, without exception. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. The difficult part is accepting that you also choose to be involved in a creation process that creates realities that you in your awakened consciousness state view as being negative. The altered state of consciousness, the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, we assure you, holds no such judgment, but rather rejoices in the creation process. And so, utilizing your imagination is one of the key elements in the creation process. It's one of the key elements that you utilize whether you believe it or not. Utilizing that imagination in a way that will create the reality that you would refer to as being a positive reality lies within your capacity to accomplish. You have but to believe. You see, imagination, being as powerful as it is influenced by and is a direct result of the accomplishment based upon your expectation. Many individuals imagined existing in a reality that's less than desirable. They imagine existing in a reality where they don't have an abundance or it's very difficult to achieve some type of positive relationships. And they utilize their imagination of what it's like to exist in those types of realities. And then through their lack of self-confidence, if you wish, if they don't like who they are, to feel a lack of self-love, then they have the expectation to experience those negative realities. And it is indeed accomplished. Once again, it's important to understand that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Many of those beliefs are put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness, including, many times, the belief that one is less than worthy, the belief that one does not have expectation of a positive outcome of a particular interaction. Utilizing imagination can indeed influence and have an impact upon that type of reality creation. But beyond the imagination is the expectation and understanding what it is that one truly desires. And beyond that then comes the thoughts and feelings. Yes, should you know and are beginning to understand, particularly in your scientific community, that a positive thought can have a positive impact upon the reality that you experience, and a negative thought can have a negative impact upon your reality. And so you continuously hear this comment that it's beneficial to have a positive attitude. Thoughts and feelings have a tremendous impact upon the expectation of your imagination. Thoughts and feelings that are influenced by your beliefs and attitudes. And beliefs and attitudes that are influenced by your choices and decisions. You see, to have a negative or positive attitude, regardless of the experience that you're involved in, is a conscious choice. It's a choice that you make. If a child is upset over some insignificant event that occurs, and they have become accustomed to gaining some type of leverage by holding a particular attitude, then they can apply that attitude to these interactions that really have very little impact one way or another on the reality that they're experiencing. But they have come to understand that holding a certain attitude can gain them certain perspectives in what it is that they experience and have certain results and certain educated guess results on what it is that will come out of a particular interaction. And so then that's a choice. It's a choice. When a child chooses to throw what you refer to as a temper tantrum over a very insignificant issue, it's because they have learned that that particular attitude will bring to them certain results, and so they mark the choice. And so as you as adults experiencing realities have the capacity to make the same choices of the attitude that you experience and express. It's a choice. Attitudes are a choice. Attitudes are a choice that are influenced by beliefs and belief systems. We've suggested that many times the beliefs that you hold within inside, within your subconsciousness, are difficult to access in your awakened consciousness state. And while you can make choices about your attitudes and about the particular beliefs that you're going to hold surrounding attitudes, nonetheless, these beliefs that you hold in your so-called subconsciousness many times bring forward into your awakened consciousness state an attitude that's a spontaneous attitude. An attitude that's a spontaneous attitude and gives you a clue of what it is that you hold as a belief that's regarding that particular activity that you're involved in. Many individuals who hold this concept that it must always be a positive attitude, and suddenly they're involved in an interaction that they are responsible for the creation of based upon a belief that they hold. And as a result of that interaction, they get this attitude, perhaps what you might refer to as a negative attitude, and they want to dismiss it. I'm not supposed to think that way. I'm not supposed to hold that attitude. We would suggest to pay attention to that attitude, because it can give you glimpses as to the beliefs that you hold that's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing in the first place. And when you pay attention to the attitude and utilize it to get a glimpse of the reality, as opposed to utilizing that attitude to influence your reality, then you can make the choice to alter a belief or a belief system. And as a result of the alteration of that belief or belief system, you most definitely alter your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Attitudes are choices. Beliefs are based on choices and decisions. Thoughts and feelings. How do you feel? How do you think about certain interactions? Are they important? Importance is important to you, not what it means to someone else. Is it important to you? And if it's important, is it significant enough to command the type of importance that you assign to it? Or is it only important because somewhere you hold a belief that's influencing the attitude? And if you change the belief, you change the reality. And you change the expectation for the imagination and desires that you hold. It's a difficult concept to grasp, and one, once again, that we would encourage you to utilize the process of the meditation to go within God to seek the answers that you desire. We seem to give you some type of a verbal explanation of a particular subject that divides, explaining. It defies any type of the explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. It defies being able to be written down or expressed, but can only be experienced by going within inside. The answers that you seek are within inside. Utilize meditation to go within inside. Know what it is that you seek. Make meditation a ritual in your day-to-day activities. Alter your consciousness by maintaining your awareness. Be careful not to put too many restrictions on your meditation. It doesn't have to be a certain time. It doesn't have to be a certain length. It doesn't have to involve certain procedures. It simply alters your consciousness by maintaining awareness. And do it on a regular basis. By regular basis, we mean on a daily concept, as opposed to a particular time each day. It really doesn't matter that you do it in the morning or in the evening or in the afternoon. Just make a habit of doing it at least once a day sometimes. Twice a day is better. Meditate. Go within silence. Know what it is that you search for. When you meditate, put in place many times some type of particular question that you would desire an answer to. Have some type of particular activity that you would like to accomplish or achieve. And sometimes simply sit down and quiet your mind and allow it to go wherever. Many times when you simply sit down and quiet your mind and allow it to go and to meditate into that state without any predetermined activity, you can get glimpses into the understanding of who and what you truly are. Many times you can interact with other entities existing either within this incarnational period or perhaps other entities that you believe have passed on or have died and are in other levels of consciousness. All of those activities exist and are possible for each of you to accomplish. Go within sight. The answers you seek are within sight. You are all that is. You create the reality you experience if you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems and a result of your imagination and desires and expectations. You cannot fail. When you grasp truly the concept that you cannot fail, when you go within inside and you touch that consciousness and the understanding of who and what you truly are, it all becomes so much easier to accept the reality that you create in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Go within inside. Go within inside to search for the answers that you seek. Now, once again, this has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would express our gratitude once again to each of you. And if you desire, we will return and attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us. In the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. So we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.